Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and cool night across Israel, with mild temperatures perfect for stargazing. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the skies are calm, offering a peaceful backdrop amidst ongoing events. Here are today's headlines. First, I-24 News reports that missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF reveals the scale of Iran's strikes during Operation Roaring Lion, noting over 18,000 bombs dropped and 4,000 targets hit. Also, Ynet covers Hezbollah's increased rocket fire on northern Israel earlier this hour. 5 IDF divisions have pressed deeper into southern Lebanon as sirens sounded in Nahariya and Safed. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, multiple barrages from Lebanon hit northern Israel earlier today. Several impact sites were confirmed in Kiryat Shmona, with interceptions toward Akko and Carmiel. Separately, Axios reports that both Lebanon and the U.S. have asked Israel for a pause in fighting earlier today. This ceasefire request presents a political challenge for Prime Minister Netanyahu. And finally, from Forward, Iran's ceasefire is on shaky ground as the IDF continues operations in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. And U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance heads to Pakistan for crucial talks aimed at ending the conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, a leading news outlet, posted just minutes ago about continued Hezbollah attacks on northern Israel. The U.S. warns Iran still holds a significant missile arsenal. A.G. Hamilton, a political analyst, wrote 16 minutes ago about the need for a discussion on how terror groups use cryptocurrencies to bypass sanctions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the missile launches from Lebanon. I-24 News describes a significant escalation in the conflict as missiles targeted central Israel overnight. The IDF's Operation Roaring Lion has seen extensive military action against Iranian targets. This operation's intensity highlights Israel's strategic focus on curbing regional threats. Turning to Hezbollah's actions in the north, Ynet reports that the rocket fire has intensified, with 5 IDF divisions now actively engaged in southern Lebanon. This escalation follows increased tensions and highlights the ongoing volatility at Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, Axios reveals that diplomatic efforts are underway with Lebanon and the U.S. Seeking a pause in hostilities, any ceasefire could impact regional stability, though it remains a complex issue politically for Israel's leadership. On the economic front, first, CTEC shares insights from Eitan Singer, CEO at Cibus Pluxi, on the business relevance discussed in Only the Paranoid Survive by Andrew S. Grove. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli farmers face severe disruptions due to the conflict with Iran. Export halts are causing significant financial losses, particularly in the urban citrus sectors. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights new product innovations, including running shoes designed for long distances, offering comfort and performance to athletes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.